T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the Will Marotti Show. Will Marotti, your host, still slightly froggy. Matt Sorice, our master of ceremonies. How you doing? I hope you had a good weekend. I had a fabulous weekend. I feel fine. I feel 100% fine. It's just that this thing, whatever it was, settled in my throat, and it's being persistent. But I'm gonna get some help today. Some medical help, and then also I've got some natural help. I was told yesterday is a special kind of honey. Supposed to be very good. So I'm gonna be back in no time. So I'm glad to be back. But again, had a great weekend out in Indianapolis. Had the GMR Indy Grand Prix on Saturday, and we had a bunch of folks out there, and we had a great time. Showing people around, taking folks down the garage area and pits, and went over to the museum. Had a great opportunity there at the museum, and was just a great. It was a great weekend. But glad to be back, and glad to be with you. And I want to say thanks to Joel Rissinger for gamefully filling in on Friday. It certainly, I mean, I think he's got a great natural radio voice anyway, but his voice is way better than mine is today. But that's okay. We're going to press through as we start the program. So, you know, the show is really, you know, it's what's happening in the state, what's happening around the world. I'm starting to think it's identifying the things that are so upside down. Can you agree with me that the world is crazy? We've lost all sense of common sense. We've lost touch with reality. We've lost touch with sanity, and we really need some help because we're in a bad, bad place. So it's 9/11, and what better time to ask for God's help than right now? So let's pray together, shall we? Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness, your grace, your mercy. We thank you for family, for friends, all the wonderful things and ways that you bless us. Thank you. Thank you, God. And we want to pray, Lord, for our country. We feel there's something not right. We feel there's something that's off. We're seeing it in policies and government and business and just so many things that for centuries have been anchor points for us are now being torn away. And things that are wrong are being said that they're right, and things that are being completely in the wrong direction or being promoted and applauded. And so, God, we just need you. We need your help and direction. We need wisdom for our leaders, wisdom for our people. We pray for all those in our armed forces. You protect them. We continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine. Pray that war would end and cease, the killing of innocents would end. And help us today, God, as we're on the air. Give us wisdom and guidance and strength. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? You may share your amens on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, same handle, all four accounts, at Will Marotti. You may email me at willmarotti@yahoo.com. Try to get back to everybody. I will give you a shout-out if you send in your email. I'll give you a shout-out, just your first name and initial. I'll give you a shout-out in the second half hour of this hour. So I've got some really crazy stories. I've got an in-depth story that I don't know I'm going to be able to get to today because it's very, very full. It's very well written, and the title of it is from ctmirror.org, As COVID Hangs On, The New Normal is Leaving Many Behind. We'll talk about that. New research out, new poll about what Americans think is the most troubling problem in the country right now. You'd be surprised. It's not abortion or gay marriage or transgenderism. Russia not doing well in this fight against Ukraine. Ukraine is pushing back. I've got a police state story. Someone was watching kids at recess and just about got arrested. You know about grocery prices, right? I mean, the spike is incredible. Forget about the oil prices. The grocery prices are incredible. We're going to talk about the shooting in Buffalo, talk about the baby food shortage, the baby formula shortage. A good story, a good happy ending for an attempted shooting. Well, one person was killed. That's not happy. But there was a church in California where the church members took action and subdued the gunman, and tied him up. And it was a great story. Texas is fighting back against the illegal alien invasion. Glad to see it. Story about McDonald's closing down a number of businesses. And JetBlue trying to take a hostile takeover for Spirit Airlines. So we'll talk about all that. Let's go to the McDonald's story first. Russia has been a home to McDonald's since 1990, when they first opened their stores there. It said this week, last week, this would have been Friday, they would quit Russia, they would sell their businesses, ending more than three decades of their time in the country, and they're doing it all over the invasion of Ukraine. The company said it would have a record charge between $1.2 and $1.4 billion. That's how much you're going to lose over this in closing the stores. McDonald's says it was pursuing the sale of the entire portfolio to restaurants in Russia to a local buyer. Restaurants have been closed anyway because of COVID. The company said it would continue paying the salaries of its employees in the country, this is shocking to me when I read this. How many employees do you think McDonald's has in Russia? 60,000, and they're going to pay all of them while this is going on. So that's it. Now, who knows what the truth is, right? Is the truth, hey, McDonald's is losing money anyway. McDonald's, it's not a great market for them. They look at this as an opportunity to get out while they can and say it's the Russia thing or Ukraine, or maybe they really feel a sense of obligation to make a statement to not support Russia in defense of Ukraine. Whatever it is, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So that's that. Now back to Russia and Ukraine. This is good news. I mean, it's not good. War is not good for anybody, either side. You know, no one is happy when there's death. Certainly, God is not happy when anyone dies. Not even when enemy or combatant soldiers, Russians, die. But this article from The Guardian says Russia may have lost a third of its invasion force since entering Ukraine. Imagine a third. Now, if you remember, as I do, the buildup that was on the border for months, again, the Biden, the feckless, weak, directionless Biden administration had months to deal with this and did nothing. They had 150,000 troops amassed on the border of Ukraine, if you recall, months before the invasion. Well, now they're saying they've lost a third of that. So is that what they're talking about? Is that the invasion force? And they're saying they've lost 50,000 troops in 3.5 months. I mean, that's unbelievable if that's the case. At a meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Berlin, the foreign minister secretary Liz Truss said it was essential to maintain support for the government in Kyiv to help push the Russians out. And she said in the statement, Putin must face a sustained defeat in Ukraine. Russia must be contained. Such aggression must never happen again. Now you've got Finland and you've got other countries starting to talk about wanting to get in to Sweden, get into NATO, which is the worst thing because that's exactly what Putin didn't want. He didn't want Ukraine going into NATO. Well, now you got other countries. This is backfiring on Vladimir very badly. NATO Deputy Secretary Mircea Jurana said that Ukrainians are now in a position to defeat the Russians and win the war. The brutal invasion of Russia is losing momentum. With significant support from allies and partners in the billions of dollars of military support and financial aid and humanitarian support, we know that with the bravery of the Ukrainian people and army and with our help, Ukraine can win this war. Isn't that something? Wow. And again, it says here Finland and Sweden confirm their intention that they are going to join NATO. Bad for Russia. This is good. This is good news. I mean, it's too bad it took a war and all of, how many thousands of Ukrainians killed and their cities destroyed and bombed out. But maybe this is the death nail to Russia. We can only hope. 860-522-9842. Love to talk with you today. Missed you guys. Like to share some experiences from Indianapolis if you're motorsports oriented. Crazy race there on Saturday. It rained. First they said it was going to rain. Then they said it wasn't going to rain. And then the race was moved up to try to beat the window of rain. Moved up by about a half an hour. And they started the race. And it was really good. And then the rain came. And then the rain stopped. And the rain came. And the rain stopped. It was a disaster. And so, but eventually Colton Herta won the race. Simon Pagenaud finished second. And our friend Dalton Kellett did not do well. Got caught up in the wet grass and crashed the car. So that's the way it goes in motorsports. All right, we're going to take a break. A couple commercials. We'll come back. Open phone lines, 860-522-9842. This is the feeling better than a fit fiddle, Will Marotti, but just sounds bad. But I don't feel bad for me. Cry not. I feel wonderful. I'm fine. My voice is just a little scratchy. But we'll be right back. Welcome back. 924 WTIC News Talk 1080. Will Marotti Show. Will Marotti, your host. Matt Sorois, our master of ceremonies. 860-522-9842. I saw also a thing on the news last night. Is anybody out there experiencing what they're calling this long COVID? You got COVID recently, and it just keeps hanging on. I don't think I know anybody that has, but they're talking about like it's a growing number of people. I'd love to hear your story if that's the case. I mean, I know when we had it originally in November of 2020, we were sick for about more than a week. And it wasn't really that bad. It was like a bad cold. It didn't even rise to the level of flu. But I do remember the long fatigue. At least a month, and I'm probably going to say more now as I think about it, probably for a longer than a month after the symptoms had dissipated, we were just exhausted, could not get enough sleep, constantly tired. It was brutal. Now, I don't know if that's what they're talking about with this long COVID, or they're saying that the symptoms are longer, or I don't know. Is it the brain fog kind of thing? I have heard people talk about that. And I have brain fog on a good day, so I don't know how to, I don't know how you deal with that. But I'd love to hear from you if you've experienced that or know someone that has. 860-522-9842. What do you think about McDonald's pulling out of Russia? Is that a good thing? You agree with that move? I mean, you can't see it from my house. I'm not Sarah Palin, but. and the fact that Russia is going to lose, has lost a third of it. Can you imagine how those Russian soldiers must be so discouraged? They thought they're going to come in and cakewalk and they're going to beat down these Ukrainian people and take over and restore the land to Mother Russia. And they're getting their tails kicked. And in spite of massively outnumbering the Ukrainians, in spite of rockets, shelling, bombing, totally destroying certain cities of Ukraine, and Ukraine is still fighting back, still fighting. I mean, I love it. This is a movie in the making. If they succeed with these reports we're hearing from UN people, and I don't trust UN as far as I can throw them, but if those reports are true and Ukraine is pushing them out and has the potential to win this war, and they do win the war, this is a great movie. This is a great epic movie about the strength and will of people who are willing to fight for democracy. Now, the question is, as I just thought of it, are we that kind of people still? Do we have the kind of strength, the fortitude, the courage that the people of Ukraine have and are displaying every single day? Because we may have to at some point. We may be challenged in that way at some point. Do we have the strength to fight for our country, to keep our country, to maintain our freedoms, to maintain the level of prosperity that we've enjoyed all these years? The ability to do pretty much what we want to do as long as we don't hurt others and as long as we don't invade the rights of others. There was a video I saw on LinkedIn this morning that originated on TikTok, and I was like, are you kidding me? This is the best. I mean, I've never heard it. I might even play it for you. I've never heard it better said than this woman said on a TikTok video that they replayed on LinkedIn. Unbelievably clear, succinct, accurate, true. Amen. All right. If you haven't seen your amen, and do so, I'm going to tally him up on the next break, and then I'll give you all a shout out. Really, I just got a report from somebody with long COVID. Okay.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Back, it's 9:37. I am tallying all of the amens. Many, many amens coming in. Thank you so much. I'll give you a shout out a little bit on those things. Let's see. You know, I don't like, I've never liked, I don't know how you feel about it, I don't like all the mergers. Mergers, not murderers. I have to work on my enunciation when my throat isn't quite up to par. So I think competition is good. And I think the more products that are offered by different companies, I think that's a beneficial thing because variety and choice drives competition, which affects certainly pricing, usually. I mean, it may not now because things are so stupid because we have moron leaders that can't even find their way out of a paper bag. Heading up the country, which is problematic, I'm sorry to say, but you know, and you don't have to agree with that. I mean, you could certainly think that you could certainly think things are great, but I'm going to tell you they're not. So here's the story: JetBlue to launch tender offer. Now, tender offers are generally hostile takeovers. That's kind of what it indicates, and so JetBlue Airways said it's planned to launch a hostile takeover attempt for discount carrier Sprint after Sprint rejected their $3.6 billion offer in favor of an existing deal from Frontier Airlines. So either way, Spirit's going away, not Sprint. Spirit is going away. It's either going to Frontier or it's going to JetBlue, which is too bad because I have flown Spirit a couple of times and I enjoyed it. The price was right. Service was good. Hey, listen, it's Spartan but functional. The seats are kind of funky. They're not, you know, super comfortable. But, I mean, it's okay. If you're looking for a cheap flight, it's okay. JetBlue is offering $30 in cash in its tender offer. Would be opening to paying a higher price of $33. JetBlue said the tender price reflected what JetBlue's called Spirit's unwillingness to share necessary information. JetBlue Chief Executive Robin Hayes wrote in an open letter, if the Spirit shareholders vote against the transaction with Frontier and compel Spirit Board to negotiate in good faith, we will work toward a consensual transaction at $33 per share, subject to receiving the information to support it. Spirit shares rose, as is normal, rose 22%. Pre-marketing, JetBlue gained 2.7%. So, it'll come down to maybe even a court battle. I don't know. JetBlue said that Monday that Spirit's regulatory concerns are a smokescreen and that Spirit has played down the risk of the Frontier deal while hyping concerns about JetBlue merger. So, it's all about money, right? It's only and always about money. But I don't think it's going to be a good thing. That means Spirit goes away. It's one less airline to compete. So have you flown on Spirit? What are your thoughts? Have you enjoyed the ride on Spirit Airlines? I don't know. 860-522-9842, the number. Open phone lines. We'd love to talk to you. Matt would love to call. Love you to call. We'll talk to you. I would love to talk to you today because I don't want to do all the talking today. I may have to call on the Amen Choir to call and make some phone calls here because I just don't want to have to talk all day. I need to rest my voice a little bit. I mean, I can talk all day. It's not a problem. I'm a pastor. Pastors have many words. I think I can talk all day. Joel Risinger can talk all day. The two of us, if you put Joel Risinger and me together in a room, we could talk a starving dog off a meat truck. I mean, it's just be. Yes, sir. We can talk. No, I don't. I would like to, though. I'd like to rest my voice a little bit today. So if you're of a mindset to call, even just say hi, I would appreciate it. 860-522-9842, the numbers. Yes, indeed. More amens coming in. Yes. Got to write those down. All right, so I'm gonna do that. I'm going to give you the amen. Shut up. Now, this is a difficult story. No, let's do a good story. Sad but good. Okay, so Sunday in California at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, a man comes into church, opens fire, kills one person, critically wounds four others. The congregants rushed the guy. They charged him. They disarmed him. And they tied him up with an extension cord until police could arrive. Now, there was about 30 or 40 people that were attending a banquet for the former pastor who was returning to Taiwan. The church members detained him they hog-tied him with an extension cord and confiscated two weapons. County Sheriff Jeff Halleck said they undoubtedly prevented additional injuries and fatalities. That was very similar to the shooting that happened in Colorado Springs a number of years ago. And gunmen came out in the parking lot. Church was still in service. About 700 people in the auditorium. Killed two teenagers on the way in. And then started randomly just shooting people as he walked in. There was a woman who was a former police officer who was part of the volunteer safety security team. And she saw what was going on. She took position behind a bookcase. And she fired at the engaged the gunman, wounded him, took him down, and then he took his own life. But they said she stopped what would have been the killing, could have been the killing of hundreds of people who were still in the building at the time for the first service that morning. So, thank God for the heroic church members at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods. You should send a message to them and just thank them for being so brave, and unfortunately they lost one of their fellow members, and four others were critically wounded, but it could have been far, far worse. And see, I think that's what's going to take, folks. It's going to take just people standing up, doing their thing. And if you're in a state where you happen to be able to carry, you may have to use that. You may have to defend yourself one day, and I hope you have the proper training. The best training is just practice. Just practice, practice. The more rounds you get off, the more comfortable you are. In a high pressure situation, adrenaline's flowing. Who knows how you're going to respond? I'd like to think I would stay cool headed and be able to hit the target. I don't know that I could. I don't know until you're ever called on to do that. You have no idea how you respond. 860-522-9842. Let's go to our first call. This is our first call of the day. Holy cow. The first call of the day brought to you by Eagle Rivet, your roofing partner you can trust. Let's go to Southington and Dean. Dean, welcome to the show.
Hello. How you doing, Pastor?
Doing well. Thank you. What's on your
Good
mind?
Good to hear that you're back. Feeling better?
Thank you.
Absolutely. You had brought up about Spirit Airlines and the merger issue, and I've flown Spirit twice and won't fly it again. It reminds me of the old hillbillies, whatever the show was, and they had started an airline and they had put boards across them. And that's how you sat on.
I flew one time to Tampa on Spirit, and it wasn't comfortable. The seats were very Spartan, but they were functional.
Yeah, I don't even think. I think they put the covering over it. There's no padding, and you pay. You get a $59 ticket, but then you're paying for everything else. They charge you for air and lavatory and every bag, carry on, whatever you have. So not an airline. I'd rather pay more and enjoy a flight and have a better seat.
Well, but you think about it, Dean, right? So they must have done something right if JetBlue is willing to offer $3.6 billion for them, right? So they got to have some following. It may not be us, but they got to have some following, I think.
It is true. Yeah, I'll fly JetBlue. I wouldn't fly on Spirit. If JetBlue takes it over and puts some padding in the seat, so you're a little bit more comfortable.
Well, I think they would, right? They're not going to keep the those are like seats on military cargo planes for crying out loud. They're not like real seats.
Absolutely.
Do you have a favorite airline, Dean?
Pretty much is JetBlue when I fly.
JetBlue, okay.
Then American. You know, we're from the generation when there was Continental and there was CWA Eastern Airlines.
Eastern, I forgot.
Five years old, flying out to California to see grandparents on Eastern. Yeah. And you could go in the cockpit as a kid. They would sit up in the cockpit before the plane would take off and give you little wings.
Those days are over, my friend.
All of those little memories. Yeah. But it was always good. And sending out our prayers to the folks from the church and definitely up in New York. It's a day that as we do need God to really soften our hearts, and people need to start to love. And it's sorry to see the things, but evil prevails, but the light does shine in the midst of the darkness.
Right, and the darkness won't overcome the light. I got to think though, there's got to be in that case of Buffalo. I mean, to do that, it's just so evil. I got to think there's some kind of demonic.
Absolutely.
If not possession, there's got to be some demonic oppression involved.
Absolutely.
So horrible.
Absolutely over a person's heart. Yeah. So we definitely will, but God will prevail.
Yeah. Amen. Dean, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break, couple commercials. We'll come back. And then Charles, hang in there. Charles in the Center Universe of Waterbury. We'll be right back. WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is Local Radio, The Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yes. Great support this morning, guys. Thank you. Let me go through, before I take Charles and Waterbury, let me just go through quickly the MLS. Got some folks that I haven't seen in a while, haven't heard from in a while, some new folks. We'll start with a good regular, longtime listener, Jeff. From Delray Beach. Thank you, Jeff. Gene R., Bruce R., good friend from Indianapolis. Janine H., Cheryl F., Bill K., Mark M., Dennis R., Joy F., Donna T., Carol L., the mysterious WBD, J.R. from Naugatuck, John G., John L., Rudy, Florida, Tom B., Gigi, Gene S., Sarah F., Julie H., Carol J., Priscilla W., Elaine P., Jolie C, Pat A, William H, Angelo A, Donna R, Joanne H, Nick S, Ann M, Jeff S, Terrence B, Veronica, Nancy B, Charles B, Peter, Val, Jill G, Lori M, and Lori reminds me it's Police Appreciation Week. I didn't know that. So what do I say? Buy a cup of coffee. That's what I say. Monica M., Patricia W., and Linda F. so far. Linda from Florida. Thank you. Those are all the amens. And if you'd like to send yours in again, social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, same handle, all four counts, @WillMarotti. You may email me at wilmrotty@yahoo.com. Let's go to the center of the universe. And Charles, welcome to the program. How are you?
And a hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Will, I have what you have now.
I don't even know what I have now.
Well, that's what I mean. You got to rest your voice. And I was told by the one of the heads, my mentors, the NRA. Hey, I was going to talk about your voice in a minute, but the NRA latest, you probably know this, but if you don't, your listeners, our President Biden and his so-called, you know, group, team, whatever you want to call them.
Sure.
They're pushing the law to have psychological testing for gun owners. Do you know about that?
Psychological test? No, it's, I did not know that.
But of all, how ironic of all people, sadly to say, I really feel bad for our president.
No, I stopped feeling bad. I stopped feeling bad. Now I'm just angry.
No, but he's suffering so much, and it's embarrassing for himself and everything. And
it is embarrassing.
I don't know. I whoever did that to put him in that place should be ashamed of themselves to do that to him.
Well, Charles, don't you agree with me? The person that holds maybe the greatest responsibility for this abomination is Jill Biden. She lives with the guy. She doesn't know that he's diminished. She doesn't know that the guy doesn't know where he is half the time. How could she let this happen?
It's unusual because your spouse is your best friend.
You would think an advocate, an ally, not in this case.
Your friends are like bookends. If you can find two, you're lucky, and your wife, your spouse.
Yes, right, right.
But you better take heed to about what I'm about to say. I was at the point where you are now with your voice, and then it went away.
Yeah, really?
I couldn't speak for 2 days. I gargled a lot with salt water, warm water with salt, and it helped a lot. But
I'm taking on the offensive today. I'm getting.
You really shouldn't be working, Pastor.
Yeah, well, you know, it's in radio. The show has to go on. You know,
I'm just saying for your own good, and in the end, because pastoral work you do is so much more important. I know.
Well, and I spoke. I did both services yesterday. I got back early yesterday morning.
I don't want you to talk. Don't talk to me because you're, it's not good for you. And even the list you just did, for now, just let Matthew do it. Don't risk your voice. The guy from the NRA, that was my mentor, I was talking the other day, and I was sounding like you are, and he's Charles. Take care of that valuable voice.
Oh, I know. I've already had throat surgery once.
I would take, you know.
I don't know what I am. I just feel like the show
has
to go on.
When it goes, it's even more annoying, you know. You got to start writing notes.
No, I have no symptoms. That's the problem. That's why I feel so frustrated by this job. I feel perfectly fine. I have for days. I just have this problem with my voice.
Well, and the other thing, my wife figured it out, and I believe she's right, is at first she said it's maybe my hay fever. And I'm saying, it's maybe, but everything's been pushed ahead about that with sneezing. And it's been happening with me, a lot of sneezing, and then it's the pollen. It's a heavy pollen.
Oh, it's horrible. I gave this story last week, the 10 worst cities in the country for allergies, three of them, Hartford, Bridgeport, New Haven. We got three in the top 10, like pizza places. We got three in the top 10, but not for good reasons.
I
appreciate your concern, Charles. I'm taking action this afternoon. If I don't get relief quickly, then
I would
may
suggest,
have to follow.
You know, any of those things like, nice, you want to read the list, have Matthew do it. Don't, you know, try talk as least as possible. That's
all right.
The word for the day for you.
You know, the problem is my professions require that I talk.
I know, but if you have no voice at all, then you won't.
No,
be
that would be a problem. That'd be a problem. And I've lost it before. So
it's happened to me. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. I couldn't talk for 2 or 3 days.
Now, some people would like it
gone.
If I couldn't talk
I didn't
for 2 days.
Have a voice.
My wife would like it if I couldn't talk for 2 days.
So I don't want to see that happen to you.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it.
All right,
very
my
much.
Friend. God bless you.
God
Take
bless
care.
You, too. Thank you. You guys are so nice, so kind, so wonderful. Everybody would like me to take. No, you know who? I'll tell you, somebody doesn't want me to take off any more time is Janine. I know that. I appreciate Joel Rissinger so much for filling in, but, you know, it's you gotta take care of business, you know. I remember one time I was on the air and I was sick as a dog and I just kept pressing through and the former market manager was in the building and she came by and she must have heard me and was frustrated with me. I don't know what happened, but she came in and dropped a bottle of water in front of me and about a dozen cough drops. I'm like, oh gosh. But I am. I'm like that. I just don't, I, you know, I can't ever remember in 30, 25 at least years, I don't ever remember a time that I missed a preaching assignment because of illness. I mean, I 2 weeks ago, if you go to our YouTube channel or our Facebook channel, I could barely talk to you 2 weeks ago, but I went to church. I was still sick. I didn't go near anybody. I came in my office. I went out on the platform. I preached. I went back in my office. I did that for both services. But I just feel a tremendous sense of obligation to take care of business. And that's how I feel with you guys, you know. So, but, you know, I've got my family. I got my church family. I got my radio family. I got my racing family. I have responsibilities to all, and I want to make sure that I can do that as well as I can. But maybe Charles is right, so I have to stop talking. Matt, you want to take over for an hour? Matt, are you there? You don't want to take over? No. Okay. All right. All right, we're going to take a break. Couple commercials. We'll come back. Open phone lines, 860-522-9842. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.